From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. announces sweeping new immigration reforms. The Trump administration issued tough new orders Tuesday for a sweeping crackdown on illegal immigrants, putting nearly all of the country's 11 million undocumented foreigners in its crosshairs. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
The message from this White House and from the DHS is that those people who are in this country and pose a threat to our public safety or have committed a crime will be the first to go, and we will be aggressively making sure that that occurs. That is what the priority is.
The order sent shivers through U.S. immigrant communities where millions who have spent years building families and livelihoods in the country, most of them from Mexico and Central America, were seriously threatened with deportation for the first time in decades. Rights groups are labeling the move a witch hunt, warning that mass deportations would damage families with deep roots in the United States and hurt the economy. However, John Kelly, the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, who issued the new orders in 2 memos said they were necessary to address a problem that has overwhelmed government resources. The move comes ahead of meetings this week between Kelly and U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto in Mexico, in which illegal immigration and border security will be key topics. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is urging the United States to have a balanced and far-sighted perspective on visas that enable thousands of skilled Indian professionals to work in the United States and sustain India's booming $150 billion software industry. This is VOA News. The human rights group Amnesty International says political leaders around the world, including U.S. President Donald Trump, are creating a more divided and dangerous world with toxic rhetoric. In the London-based organization's annual report on human rights worldwide, politicians in the United States, Europe, and elsewhere are accused of creating an us-versus-them environment that weakens the defense of human rights. VOA's Greg Flakes has more from Washington.
The report, titled The State of the World's Human Rights, says politicians in various nations have answered legitimate economic and security fears with poisonous and divisive identity politics. Adote Akwe of Amnesty International USA says smaller countries often follow the rhetoric and policies of political leaders in large nations like the United States.
Not only is the rhetoric dangerous, but also the practice or the implementation of the policies also becomes a model for other governments to follow.
Amnesty International's report also expresses concern that countries that have championed human rights in the past may be turning a blind eye to atrocities. Greg Flakes, VOA News, Washington.
Police in Malaysia say they want to question 3 new North Korean suspects, including a North Korean diplomat, in connection with the apparent assassination last week of Kim Jong-nam, the older half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. At a news conference in the Malaysian capital, Police Chief Khalid Abu Bakar said the new suspects include Yan Kwang-song, the second secretary in the North Korean embassy in Kuala Lumpur. The other suspects were Kim Uk-il, who works for the North Korean airline, and a North Korean man identified only as Ri Ji-woo. Bakar said the suspects are still in Kuala Lumpur and police will compel them to cooperate if they do not come in voluntarily. Drivers in Los Angeles spent 104 hours each driving in congestion during peak travel periods last year. That topped second place Moscow at 91 hours and third place New York at 89. That according to a traffic scoreboard compiled by INRIX, a transportation analytics firm. Half of the cities on the list of the top 10 most congested areas in the world were in the United States. The report said U.S. drivers averaged 42 hours per year in traffic during peak time. San Francisco was the 4th most congested city, while Bogota, Colombia was 5th. Sao Paulo ranked number 6, and London, Atlanta, Paris, and Miami rounded out the top 10. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.